when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio. Oh my God, a witch! Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
Today's business is Rise.
Well, I was thinking about venues. Venues okay. You can hire out for a party, a function, anything.
Yeah.
What if there was a venue on a train?
I like that your last business was on a train.
You got a bit of a train fixation.
I wasn't even thinking about that business when I thought of this one as well.
So explain to me how it works.
So your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
What if you wanted to have your birthday on a train? You could hire this train. It would go from one part, you know, like maybe a...
Could it go like Melbourne to Sydney or something? Like that's all nice.
That's a long birth.
It's going to be very expensive. Like even the GAN is like...
That's true. But like, I just like to sit up in a train from Melbourne to Sydney.
Sick of the party, but
that's 2 days.
Yeah. Let's say it was like 5 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Are we talking like in Melbourne, you know, we have the trains that might go from like one end of the line to the other in about 50 minutes? Mm. We're talking like two circuits of that. What's...
Or like to Castlemaine.
Or, you know.
Is it its own line?
It's a lot, but whatever. Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
okay,
its own line, and it's like some out in the country. It goes out in the country and comes back.
Yeah, okay, okay. And I can have any venue here in the train that I want. Yeah. Funerals? Yep.
No. Well, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
But did you say, because we talked a bit about it in the car, did you say that you could sleep in it? So like if you had your party and then when the party ended, everyone can go to sleep.
I wasn't thinking the whole train is yours. I'm thinking each carriage is a certain venue.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Yeah.
So you could go from a 21st to like a 50th wedding anniversary.
If you're invited, yeah.
Well, you're on a train. You can crash, yeah.
I feel like crashing. I feel like the problem with that is in that 2 hours, all those parties bleed into each other. Just one massive
chaos.
But could a couple have everything going on at once? Like it doesn't matter when your anniversary is. You're just going to celebrate everything you got.
On the train?
On the train at the one time.
Oh, so you've got to go between carriages. Yeah, yeah. So, this is my birthday carriage.
So me and Mum, like Mum's birthday party's going on at one, our anniversary's going on at another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
The trouble is that everyone's going to be at the same party.
it's the same people, but you're just moving.
No, I don't like that. It's not it.
Okay. All right. So just different parties in different carriages of the train. How many carriages? How many parties could conceivably be happening at once?
How many carriages do trains have?
Like 10, maybe? Yeah,
10.
Well, remember when we lived in Alice Springs, they had like 107.
Well, that was
That's a big freight train. Could you have, so like just thinking now, so I say I've got a party. Mm. My party might be big. Could I have like a flat carriage where I have like a dance floor and a DJ and then an actual carriage?
Well, you can hire more carriages if you want the extra space.
But that'd be great, the flat carriage, you know.
Imagine that.
Well, I think it has like clips in the ground that you can like clip in chairs, or you can remove the chairs and put them somewhere else. Okay, so you can rearrange it how you want it, just like normal venues.
Imagine doing like, you're like, I'm having my wedding on the train and I'm going to have... You're
the AP after as well.
Yeah. Like you're like
church carriage.
Church carriage. You wouldn't even have. I don't think you have like. What do you call like the before wedding bit? where everyone's just milling around waiting for the church.
Oh, yeah.
The reception.
That's not the reception. Pre-reception.
Yeah, which is so weird that reception is after the wedding. Right?
Why?
Because you're reception. You've received. You don't receive after everyone's there, right? It's the you know what I mean?
I think the word reception, I don't know. Who knows what it means?
Whatever. So you have the before wedding bit in one carriage, and then everybody moves to the church carriage.
Yeah.
And then everybody moves to, the after party carriage or the reception carriage.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Do that for fun. All things. You know, you've got so much room to like.
That's right. The christening. Different things.
The christening. And you do a whole life on the train.
And it definitely, you know, marks the different parts of whatever the event is. It's a definite demarcation now. You know, we're not doing this anymore. We're doing this.
Everybody knows that they can move from carriage to carriage to get to the different. Like, you're like, well, we're here in reception now, so we're not like taking up the wedding part. I feel like the. How wide is a train?
Not that wide. Not
yeah,
that
like, wide. Is it going to be like a bit cramped?
It's a bit 2 meters or 2.5 meters or something.
Hogwarts Express.
Okay.
Lots of little booths, little spots to chill.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And like even the our metro trains, they're bigger inside than you always think.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
A really good idea.
You could have like, what was I going to say, with the wedding, even like everybody gets there. Church carriage, reception carriage, dinner carriage, first dance carriage. Because you're going to need all those different places.
Well, not really all those different spots. Like you can rearrange like
maybe
I suppose.
3 carriages to be 5.
What about this? Oh, this is a bit of a different concept, so you probably won't like it, Rods. But anyway, experience carriages.
No.
So you go in. Nah, all right.
Do you mean you go in and things happen?
Yeah.
Is that going to be?
Oh, weird stuff happens.
The description.
You know, one could be like a jungle carriage.
Yeah, no.
That'd be good for kids' parties.
You can, you know.
You know, like one could be a different, you know.
But
like
you could do it if you wanted to.
But it's not what you're
pitching. It's not the actual business.
So it would be the kind of thing where I would come to you and I'd be like, hey, I'd like to hire a carriage, not for a venue. I just would like to turn the carriage into a jungle. And you'd be like, to what end? And I'd be like, for my own personal reasons,
Tropical island?
I was thinking that it'd be good for children's parties, but it might blow your mind because you're on a train.
But outdoors.
And there's a jungle. Like, you know, like what? There's two exciting, wonderful things and you can't enjoy either.
I feel like if you're putting little kids on a train, they're enjoying the train exciting. Enough.
You're stuck in no man's land.
But if you were 10
and
you had a party on a train.
It'd be mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Would you train theme the party?
You could.
Would your company organize like the parties, or would it all have to be a meal you're providing as the train?
I think I'd provide the train, basic setup, chairs.
Okay,
we can provide like catering, food.
Yeah, I was going to say staff and stuff as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
Food on a train? Oh no, I guess it's fine.
Yeah, you can have food. Yeah.
Yep. Just like
clowns.
Not clowns. Not in this climate.
Clowns. Those are the things that when you're planning your wedding, you're like, okay, we need the caterers. We need staff. Clowns. Can't forget the clowns.
I think they're sadly missing at many weddings.
I think there's something actually really nice about everybody lining up at the station and being like, oh, a wedding. Oh, a 21st.
Yeah, that's right. I think it'd be really appealing, isn't it?
I feel like you'd get this weird sense of community that would happen.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was having my wedding, but I knew there was like a quinceañera happening somewhere else, I'd be like, let's fucking, maybe not my wedding. I feel like my wife would get mad. But if I'm like, it's a 21st and a quinceañera, I might be like, let's combine them.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, we're all on the same train together. Mm.
But that's the thing. A bit dangerous for great gate crashes.
Well, yeah. I think there'd be a security at each section.
Yeah, you need a bit of security.
Well, if it's an old-fashioned train, you can't walk through.
No, you need to walk through for storage and all that.
You need to walk through so that the people with like the chicken and stuff didn't have to make like a big leap. Imagine that you've cooked the roast for the wedding and you got to take that step over the carriage and it just falls onto the tracks.
They have to run along the roof like in the movies.
Yeah, well,
that's a good idea.
Double deck it. Yeah, why not? Get up there.
Kitchen,
be nice.
All the staff can go up there.
I feel like people don't realize how windy it is though up there on the roof.
Well,
of a train.
But it, you, like double decker doesn't mean one of them's outside.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that's really clever. If your walkways are above and your staff section is above, then that means your whole under section can be where the
But doesn't everyone secretly want to get on the top of a train and walk along?
Absolutely. Again, it's not the top of the train.
Just hear me out. What I'm imagining is the wedding.
Yeah.
They're doing the conga line.
They go up
a ladder, over a little hatch, along the top of the train, down the hatch. Are you prepared to accept that?
Fine. If you want to do it, you can do it.
I feel like
hell. With rails
OHS
there.
But reasons.
Can you? Wouldn't that look cool? The conga line going over the top
It'd
of the train.
It'd be great, but I also can just so imagine them doing that and then somebody slipping and the whole conga line falling off the train. Like I'm like of each other. I don't think I would. If I was in a conga line that went south, I'd grip on for dear life.
Or maybe that's an instruction as you're going up the ladder. Do not let go of...
It's so funny to imagine a really long conga line and somebody falls, like, I don't know, near the sea or a pier and one person falls in and, like, a snake. They're just like... when you're just screaming, let go! Pile up under the ocean, just poking
the music's
out.
Still going.
I feel like if this existed, my dream would be to go on a carriage tour. Like, I know that's probably not what you would provide, but I just love the idea of being like...
hopping to one carriage after the other.
I start at the beginning of the train and I'm like, I got a plate for food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I walk into the quinceañera and I get a little bit of cake and I'm like, oh, congratulations, you know, that's fantastic. You know, well done. And then I'm like, well, and I'm in a wedding and I get in the line to congratulate the bride and groom. I get a bit of wedding cake, you know. Move on to a 21st, have a brew and a red cup.
Yeah.
And walk on a kid's birthday party, I guess, more cake, fairy bread. You know.
Yeah, I reckon that's a great experience.
I think that'd be the best bit of it for me.
So can you hire out, you know, just for random people, as long as it's acceptable to... No.
Well...
shaking your head already.
I'd only like it if it was like those really... kind of glorious, old-fashioned.
With the nice red curtains,
leather
seats and stuff.
Yeah, like beautiful and like timber seats and tables.
It's kind of what I'm imagining it kind of looking like for the train sections that are like...
I for some reason, imagine it really boring, like an old hall. Gross, like concrete
floor. Like a gutted carriage.
Little school chairs scattered around. Yeah. Flimsy table with like bowls of chips.
Like you thought this plan was going to be great, but then you realise your budget basically only allows building the line, and then you're like, well, the rest is going to be done on the cheap. What are other celebrations that you celebrate?
Well, I thought of
Bucks
something.
Bucks parties in a train carriage would be insane.
This is a great idea.
Mm.
And what I would reckon for Bucks parties is every carriage is like a different pub.
Oh, yeah.
So
pub
this
crawl
is a
up the pub train.
Pub crawl up the train. So the time you get to the caboose, you are absolutely legless.
You make it to the boost caboose, you get a
mint. Yeah, you get a get a little medal that you made it to the caboose.
In the back of the caboose, there's like a spa carriage.
The
fellas drunk off their minds slide into the hot warm spa with the cool air outside.
Sell t-shirts, I made it to the caboose.
And then at the end of the line, when you're in the caboose, you actually get a bus service that just takes you home and off to bed.
Well, you could probably try and meter it out that over the course of the train will arrive at the station by the time they arrive at the caboose.
Yes.
I think that's pretty doable, especially if you're like, because it's designed to be like a pub crawl. So you're like, welcome to this pub. Here's the novelty beers that this pub sells.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and we're closing up. And they have to move on to the next one.
Because you can imagine one could be like for beer. One could be for like special whiskeys.
One's like a cigar bar with like a sunken kind of.
Like an old tavern.
Yeah, an old tavern.
You could like do that kind of thing with a lot of party conventions. Probably. Like, I'm trying to think of other things where you're going from one thing to another, like something for kids' birthday parties, where I guess is what Dad was sort of pitching.
Yeah.
But that kind of thing where you're like, hey, kids, we're going on an adventure from one carriage to the next.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What about like a cruise when you cruise around in the ocean and every now and again stop at an island? So would the stations be something?
Well, that's like the Rocky Mountain thingo.
What's that?
You know that train in Canada that takes you up on the mountains to see bears?
Oh, yeah. If, that's so, if like something neats out the side. Yeah, that's true. That is.
But I mean, what I mean by the cruise is that you get on the train and you stop at each station, and at each station something's happening.
Like what?
I don't know. Or they could be like themed stations or something like that.
You could do a thing where like, you know,
get off at New York or you get off at San Francisco.
With a wedding, a part of that is always taking photos of everyone. Mm. So you could have one station that's basically like a place to do everyone get out.
There's different parts of the wedding. So one station could be the speeches, one station could be the, you know, photographer, one station could be the dance hall.
But then you're kind of like, what's the point of having the carriages on the train?
Yeah.
Because if you're doing that, then you could have that pub crawl be like every
party in between the little events, maybe, but you know.
Yeah, I suppose. What about if somebody's turning 21 or 18 here? Every station they get to do a thing that, you know, you can now do now that you're 18.
Yeah. Enroll to vote the first stop. Second one, do your license.
Maybe at every station there's a different drinking game or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you could use the pub crawl thing for like 21st as well. Everybody's going up different pubs, having that kind of exciting time. What's nice about that, what I think people would really enjoy, like parents would kind of like that because like it's a controlled environment. I actually know where my kids are, even though they're getting the pub crawl experience.
Yeah.
I know that there's not going to be anything, you know, nothing bad's going to happen to them because they're on the
train.
It'd
be boring because it would be just you and your friends at a pub.
Like, yeah, yes. It would be weird. You wouldn't
some
quite
bartender that's bored out of his brain.
Yeah.
Who knows that you
but
kind
you're
of...
driving, you're going through scenery.
I think if you're going to do the pub crawl one, you'd have to make it open.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's
can't
right.
just
yeah,
be
yeah,
four
yeah,
guys
yeah.
doing
yeah, no,
the pub
it's
crawl.
Open. No, it's...
You'd have to actually, it's not really like for the bachelor, the bachelor.
But you can go.
Yeah.
And you have a like, certain number of tickets yourself.
This is an event you can have your bachelor
yeah, yeah. party. How great is the pub crawl express? You're like, there's this train you can get on. You pay a certain amount of money, and it's just a pub crawl. It's like
a whole bunch
you're
of
safe.
Different
you don't
pubs.
Have to worry about getting from one place to the other. Yeah. You're more, you know,
I would like
you
it
just get picked up.
Sorry,
go. What would you like?
I would like it a bit like Harry Potter.
Okay.
So when you turn 18,
but they're like
bird gives you this little envelope. And you can get on the pub crawl express.
I will admit the best thing about going to Hogwarts seems like the train ride. A train ride seems great.
Once I get there, shit happens. Everything hits a fan.
It's so stressful for those poor muggle-born kids who don't get much of an idea of what they're in for. And then they're like, they're going to put the hat on you and put you in a house.
Well, that's what happened to Harry.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. He should have been more stressed than he was. He accepted it
he
pretty
was
quick.
He also dissed Slytherin so quick.
Yeah, he did. He's like, I don't want to be in Slytherin. Oh, my God. Harry, you barely know anything. Like, this is your first time in Hogwarts. You don't know. Maybe Slytherin's good.
Mm.
They had amazing food, though, at Hogwarts.
Yeah,
they did.
You always wanted
to
sit
slave
down
food, so it wasn't the same.
Yeah, that's
something
true.
I always thought was really weird about Hogwarts was that there were no curries. There's not a single curry in the Great Hall. It's
how do
like,
you know? Have you,
you
examined
see in the movie,
it?
It's like it's figgy roast pudding chicken. And Yorkshire pudding.
It's not even British food. There's no like kipper or...
Yeah, it's real bland. Imagine if you're like Padme and whatever they are, the Parvati twins, who are Indian. Like,
yeah, true.
Like, I would like some curry, please. Or yeah, give me tikka masala.
Yeah,
the house elves probably going to be like, what?
Was there any Jewish kids there?
Yeah, no.
Was there like, any kosher food?
Is this kosher? Is this halal? I have like requirements. Hi, I'm just gluten intolerant. Which of these foods has gluten in it? The house elves being like, Schmuckin doesn't know what gluten's mean.
I don't think wizards and witches can get that. I don't think they can be diabetic or anything like that.
No vegans?
No. Probably vegan wizards.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you can be vegan in the wizard world where you're like, some animals explode. Like, whatever. Literally, some animals we've made from cups. Yeah, so, like, there's no rules. But I suppose you could do that kind of a Hogwarts Express type deal.
That's
a good way to be
of.
Like, you're going on this party train.
Yeah.
You know. But I don't know if that'd be your main focus.
No, I wouldn't like that.
I see why when I initially asked for a funeral, that's strange. Mm. Because if you're... Imagine I'm doing my journey through all of them and I'm like, oh, congratulations, congratulations. I'm so sorry. I come out of one with like a lei around my neck, a little bit drunk, and I'm like, oh my goodness. Hello, everybody. Yes. Oh, so sad. I didn't know him that well. Okay. Lovely. You know.
But I think it'd be kind of nice if he was... A guy who worked on the railways all his life.
I think if you worked on the railway, you'd want a train funeral.
You want the train funeral. You're just, you really love trains.
You know how you get a burial at sea where they like wrap you up and push you in the ocean?
You can get that.
Burial at train.
Just roll you off the back onto the tracks.
That's how we'd want to go.
You can get a burial at sea, can you?
Well, I don't think I can ask for one. I think I've got to be a sailor.
I think
if I was like, when I die, please give me a burial at sea, you guys would be like, you never really showed much of a great love for the ocean, Jackson. This is very out of the blue.
I wonder, if you could get that, like how far out would you have to go before it was okay, before you didn't come back in?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What do you mean? When you're buried at sea?
Yeah, so just say I say, okay, I want to be buried at sea. So you get in a ship and you go out into the middle of the bay. How far out do you...
Just ask Dexter.
Yeah, he did it a bunch. I assume we're just going to weigh you down with rocks.
Well, I think if you do chuck them over and they float, it just depends on currents and stuff. Like, it could take a few weeks or months.
Things out there that eat me.
Yeah, but your skeleton might eventually wash up.
Yeah. Skeleton. Skeleton's not for a burial, sure.
Skeleton's also not just going to stay together. Not our skeletons work. I like it, but I'm trying to think of... It feels like it's kind of limited in the amount of celebrations I can have on the train.
Why?
Well, let's think of some celebrations that you have. Could you have a retirement do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Retirement do sounds so tame.
That's
to have
perfect, though. They'd love that.
Yeah, they'd love
that's
it.
True. Sitting in the booth, having a whiskey and a cigar.
Yeah.
You know, and reminiscing.
If you were forced to go to the retirement do, you could just look out the window and enjoy
it's
the
like
scenery.
A nice train
I think that'd be the worst part about the whole operation is
you can't
didn't
get off.
Want to go to the party. You,
drop
out trapped early. There now.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I'll just get off at this station because you might be in the middle of whoop whoop. You just like, what am I meant to do?
Halfway
to
Sydney.
When you have to go to a pub or something like that, you can always make an excuse and leave early, but you're
I'm not feeling
there.
Well.
Also, what if I'm on the train and I'm out in the middle, like I'm out in the middle of nowhere, and I get a call from someone who's like, "Jackson, I need you at the house right now." I'm just going to be like, "Well, too bad."
We can always just get off and
that's like
the next train
the
back,
next
or
yeah, that's true. The next train back is funny because it'll also be party. I'll be sitting in the middle of like a bar mitzvah and they'll be like, did you know him? I'm like, no, I'm just mazel tov, but I'm just going back to see something's wrong at home.
You can pull that thing down.
Stop
the whole party. All the drunk people fall over.
But I like it a lot as an idea because I just like being on trains. Mm.
Yes, I think the train thing.
It's a magical experience, the train experience.
People
love
trains.
But I think the party on the train wrecks the experience. Like
why?
Of the train journey or the experience of the party?
Of the train journey because the fun of a train, especially if it's a long journey, is kind of sitting around and looking out of the window and going up to the food
car. But you can do that. But
you'd rather say going to Sydney, so...
No, he said it's a 2-hour journey.
Oh, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 hours
That's
each way.
True.
to 4 hours.
It's just a novelty
thing. Yeah, if you're just doing it for the night. But I know what you mean, Mum. You kind of like when you're on a train, you kind of enjoy the experience of feeling like a character in a novel.
Yeah.
That's what everybody really likes.
Yeah. Is that what you two do when you come to Castlemaine?
Oh, always.
Yeah.
I sit on the train and I like to pretend that the Blitz has happened. Right. I've been sent to go and so do you live make with up, my mysterious
do you
uncle.
Make up fake names for each other?
My name is Peter Wellington. This is my brother Sam.
Yeah.
And off we, you know, that's kind of what you
Mummy
do.
Mummy and
train.
Daddy have put us on the
train so that we may escape the terrors of London. And we're off to visit our mysterious uncle in his mansion in the Heathland. Then we'll go to Narnia or whatever. Mm. But yeah, that's what people like on a train. But if you're on a train for like a big party, you don't get that. But what I also imagine is that.
But that's not the experience you go for.
No. Yeah.
And if you need that, there are so many carriages.
There's
on the
a
train.
Lot of trains anyway.
Yeah,
so it's
that's
kind
right.
of like, you know.
If you want to go and pretend you're a novel, go on a fucking V-Line.
Yeah. Don't be like, I'm going to do
it. I wish this party train was less party.
I hate that this 21st is a 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
Would
a
they
good
be
point.
During the day or at night? Because then you may as well be anywhere.
I think they'd be going constantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you could have the demand's up.
So they're kind of like those harbour cruise things, you know? Yes. You can have a big
or a party,
party
bus.
A...
Have you ever been on a party bus?
No.
I've seen them before.
They're I think not... we thought about
Yeah, we did think
your
about
18th
it.
Was going to yeah, be on a party bus, bus, but then you
I've been on
out.
A party bus once. I didn't like it.
No, I don't reckon that'd be
it's
too good.
It's very loud and there's nowhere to kind of get away.
Yeah. That's what you need, and you need that on the train too. You
but
need
I
to
imagine
get away.
That you just hire two carriages.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
one's
so
your dance
a quiet
and your carriage
and your noisy
and one's
carriage.
One's just a nice little lounge.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have the food in the lounge area.
Yeah.
And then if you want to dance, you go and then it's kind of like nice and quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because with the party bus, I was on the bottom floor, which was pumping because it was a double decker. I'm like, well, I'll go upstairs, and it's the same thing.
Yeah. What about this on the one of the carriages? Open mic night.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Why not?
Yeah, if you organise it and pay for it, that's
yeah,
fine.
That's right. You just know? And so anyone can come along and do this stick and whatever. Yeah.
I'm thinking about all the drunk people because even when I'm sober, if I have to change seats in the train, it's kind of hard.
I think you're
going to
get a bit more
aisle.
People throwing up on the drunk on the pub crew.
Well, I'm going to say that it's a perfectly straight track.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I like that means you'll probably have to have destroyed people's houses.
Oh, yeah. It's not.
Imagine
yeah.
being like, not only is my house getting wrecked, it's getting wrecked for a party train.
Someone was telling me, we won't say the name of where it is, but there's in Australia, there's only two cork trees.
Yeah.
Right? And one of them is in this little old town. And the train line did a little curve around the cork tree.
So great.
Yeah, so that they could keep it
I
there.
Love that. There's also a tree somewhere in like a Wisconsin wilderness that is the tallest tree or one of the tallest trees in America.
Yeah.
And they have to keep its location secret.
Oh, really?
There's photos of it, but they don't tell anyone where it is because they're like, well, we don't want anyone destroyed.
And that one in California is covered in graffiti.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, let's keep it on the DL.
Is that the one they drive through?
I don't think it's that one.
It's in San Francisco in that big red forest or whatever.
Yeah.
This one, they had a big meeting and said, should we put like some kind of protection around it? And they decided they just wouldn't say anything about it.
Mm.
Don't
yeah.
draw any attention to
that's
it.
That's so good.
That's a good thing.
You know what I'd like to do? And it's very nerdy, but it'd be a lot of fun. A murder mystery night on your train. You've got a train.
Well, you can have those.
Well, yeah. On a train?
Yeah.
Where? What train?
There's one. It kind of goes to Ballarat or somewhere like that.
Oh, that's good.
Great. But it's just nice that I could organize my own with Rider's Train.
Yeah, that's right.
I could be like, I'm going to book out this carriage. Everybody come
book out the whole train. Why not?
Yeah. Come in period costume. Let's do Murder on the Orient Express.
Mm. Yeah.
Some of the Poirot.
Could you have real court cases on the train, like a court?
No.
No.
All right. What then? Jackson, your court date is on the 22nd and on a train.
I know. You're like, gosh, but it's on a train. So I'm
your court date is the 9. Your court date's the 9:20 to Cranbourne.
I kind of like it if it's also like, I mean, I don't know, it's kind of silly, but imagine if it was also just a train that you could catch somewhere, just public transit.
Yeah, that's what I thought his idea was, that everybody else is just commuting.
You're partying.
Next door, you go doof, doof, doof.
You're like, well, this is fine.
9 but o'clock. But those drunk people, like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just going to work. Why?
Where's your work, man? Oh, I work in insurance. That's fucking so cool. Imagine being on the train with a murder mystery party and someone's like, I accuse you. What? Take your headphones out. Sorry. caught up in the murder mystery.
Yeah.
So what are you going to need from us in terms of financial backing?
Well, I don't know how much trains are.
You need money for
tracks, demolition, permits.
You're up for billions here.
Well, there was a big train sale just recently in Canberra.
A train sale?
Yeah, like the train museum had to sell that. Making any money. So there was a big auction and you could go up there.
Who's buying a train?
Heaps of people went up.
Someone goes out to buy a new car. Came in, honey, I bought a...
bought a whole train.
Like $50,000. They were cheap.
That's not much. Was that for like just the... The engine
one
or the,
carriage.
No, the whole train?
The whole train.
Whole train.
Yeah.
For $50,000.
Yeah, because they had so many trains to sell. And the person who owned the museum was
15 million per 6 carriage train.
Right.
That's brand new.
You're the first one to do research on the finance there, Rod. So that's very impressive.
Normally we just kind of eyeball.
Ballpark at somewhere.
Yeah, it's roughly.
Yeah, we go.
Or 272 million for 50 trams.
Right. So instead of a party train, it's a party 50 tram. That's chaos. I'm just imagining a lot of straight lines and intersecting lines all with trams moving around them. This is your quinceanera. Hop in, hop in, hop in. It's gone. It'll come round.
Clunky rocking around.
Kind of like jerking everyone and spilling their drinks. How much was it? 57 million or something?
15 million per 6 carriage train. And I'd like about 3.
What about a second?
So you're after 45 million?
No, I want a brand new nice one. So I can
45 million and then...
No, I'll just find an old abandoned track.
Okay, right.
So you get like there's one out near where Strangers is.
Yeah.
There's an abandoned train.
I'll just do it up.
Yeah.
Get some fellas with the shovels. They'll be fine.
So, I know that in a lot of like rural places in Victoria... There are old train lines. There's one in up near Walhalla that literally goes from one country town to another.
Mm.
Like it's not that's all it's used for, and it's like so you can.
You know
do
what?
It.
You could do that, but have the train going at 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like you're not really gonna care.
Yeah.
No.
You're
still
not,
a
you're
train.
Not taking the train to get there, like in any time. You're just enjoying the experience.
You just go there. Back.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, well, like, it's kind
it's
of...
cheaper way and no one's going to really care. You're still on the train.
Yeah.
No, I reckon I'll give it to you.
But
yeah, it's a good idea.
The one thing is how fucking frustrating it is it when the train's going slow.
Oh, it's bad.
You get that weird anxiety where you're like...
I could push it faster than this. Yeah, it's bad. It's very bad. But if you knew that was what you were going in for,
and
you're not trying to get
distracted
anywhere.
And partying,
yeah,
wouldn't
care.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that people would get off and get on again. You know, like in the cowboy movies. It was going 5 k's an hour.
Yeah.
Run along the back.
Jump onto the caboose, get on a horse, leap on, leap off, do tricks.
That'd be fun.
But yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll give you the dosh, right?
I mean, yep.
Yeah, party
perfect.
Garage. Ooh. Champion.
Toot toot
toot toot toot toot indeed. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I have been Mum.
That was just good business.
Good.
That has been. It's just good business.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.